Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
During this football by numbers journey that we've had some big numbers with some great athletes that we've talked about. But jersey number 88 is who we discussed today. And boy, is there a plethora of names that we can put on our top 10 list. See who we do and put on our list and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history and to the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. And today, our football by numbers, as we said at the intro, we are at jersey number 88. And what great players that we have to talk about today. We have a very, very large sample size of men that are in the Hall of Fame that wore jersey number 88. This is going to be one of the biggest lists yet of players that are in the Hall of Fame. And let's go through who the Hall of Fame says that are in the Hall of Fame that wore jersey number 88. And that's Alan Page, Marvin Harrison, Tony Gonzalez, Michael Irvin, Lynn Swan, Drew Pearson, John Mackey, Chris Carter, Max Speedy, Charlie Sanders, and Ace Parker. And if that's an all-star lineup, I don't know what is. That is just some fantastic players. And we're going to dig into these guys. And I think we'll start off with the first gentleman we talked about, and that's Mr. Alan Page. Now, back in August 7th, we did a nice article on, because it was August 7th was Alan Page's birthday. And we wrote that he was a defensive end from Notre Dame selected to enter in the College Football Hall of Fame. And he's a member of that famed 1966 Fighting Irish National Championship team. Mr. Page went on to have a tremendous 15-year pro career as part of the famed Purple People Eaters of the Minnesota Vikings, and later three seasons with the Chicago Bears. In 1967, he won the NFL Rookie of the Year honor. As a Viking, Alan played in four Super Bowls, Super Bowl IV, Super Bowl VIII, Super Bowl IX, and Super Bowl XI. But unfortunately, he never got a chance to hoist that Lombardi Trophy. Page was named to the 1970s NFL All-Decade Team, inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor, and the great defender also has his bronze bust placed in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Now, he has nine Pro Bowls during that great career, six times as an All-Pro, NFL championship technically 1969 because the AFL had their champions, the NFL had their champions for that Super Bowl run that they had back then. But so actually the Minnesota Vikings were the NFL champion. They weren't the Super Bowl champion. And during his career, 148 and a half sacks unofficially by the Pro Football Reference. Of course, we talked about that. John Turney and Nick Webster came up with those great statistics from the Pro Football Journal that are at the Pro Football Reference now. And just a tremendous career of rushing the passer and clogging the line. And wearing jersey number 88 as a defensive lineman sounds crazy to us today, but not so crazy when you were Alan Cedric Page, a great defensive tackle. And he is going to be one that we're going to put on a list right away here because his resume is just way too strong. Now we're going to start getting into some other players, some wide receivers, but before we do, let's talk about a tight end. And how about Tony Gonzalez? Now, everybody's familiar with Tony Gonzalez. He only retired not that long ago. The 2013 season was his last season. Boy, that's time's gone by. It's been almost a decade now. But he came in 1997 with the Kansas City Chiefs and was there for 12 years and 5 years with the Atlanta Falcons. And this man, man, what did he play? 14 Pro Bowls, 6 times as an All-Pro, all 2000s team, 88 his entire career, 1,325 receptions, 15,127 yards, 111 touchdowns for Tony Gonzalez. I believe he that's a record at the tight end position, and it's held by him alone. And, you know, like we said, he went in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. Just a tremendous player, Tony Gonzalez. And, you know, I think he holds just about every statistic that you can for the tight end position. And, you know, one of those basketball stars that sort of turned the tides on what the NFL coaches and player personnel directors were looking for at the tight end. Very athletic basketball player turned to play football, but he did play football in college at the in California there. So he tough player to play against, to defend, and he is going on to our list as our second player on her 17 seasons wearing that number 88. All right, now we're going to get into a run of these wide receivers. You know, how about Marvin Harrison? It's our first one up. You know, Marvin, 1,102 receptions, 14,580 yards receiving, 128 touchdowns, 8 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, a Super Bowl championship with the Colts, all 2000s decade team. And he was a Colt from 1996 all the way to 2008 and really teamed up with some fantastic years with Peyton Manning. He led the league in 1999 with 1,663 yards. He led the league in receptions with 102 in 2000. In 2002, he led the league in both receptions, 443, and yards, 1,722. And, you know, he went over 1,200 yards about 4 or 5 times during his career and went over 1,000 most of his career. So just a fantastic wide receiver, and not many better than Marvin Harrison. And that's why he is in the Hall of Fame. And that's why he's going on as the third player to go on our list, going right in to our best players here. Now, Michael Irvin, another interesting number 88, wore the jersey for 12 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys his entire career, 1988 to 1999. Part of that great Dallas Cowboys offense, the triplets they called them, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin of the 1990s Dallas Cowboys. And this man had 750 receptions, 11,904 yards, 65 touchdowns, 5 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, 3-time Super Bowl champion, all 1990s team. And, you know, I don't know that I can put him in with those numbers like that because there are so many other great players, but we're going to put him on standby. He is definitely on the inside track. Lynn Swann, one of my favorites. Numbers aren't going to look that great. Played in a little bit different era than, you know, Gonzalez and Marvin Harrison and Michael Irvin. But he is a 4-time Super Bowl champion, all 1970s team, 1981 Walter Payton Player of the Year in the Hall of Fame. Came out of the USC 1974. He was drafted by Pittsburgh, and what a draft class they had. You know, Swann, Stallworth, Webster, I believe Jack Lambert, Donnie Shell was picked up as an undrafted free agent. Just Bill Nunn and the staff down there, the Rooneys, just had a fantastic, probably the greatest draft in NFL history. But during his career, he had 336 receptions, 5,462 yards, a 16.3 yards per catch, 51 touchdowns in an era where they ran the ball more than they passed the ball. And, you know, a Super Bowl MVP was on his palette also. I believe Super Bowl X that was against the Dallas Cowboys. And what a tremendous game he had in that game. And, you know, just a fantastic player. And here's another one. I love the guy. I don't know that I can put him on the list right away here. 9 seasons wearing the 88. Drew Pearson, another great receiver from that same era as Swann. You know, the Dallas Cowboys, he was their answer to Swann. Played with the Cowboys from 1973 to 1983. His entire career, 489 receptions, 7,822 yards, 48 touchdowns, 3 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, a 1-time Super Bowl champion, all 1970s team for him also, and in the Hall of Fame. Drew Pearson, another fantastic fantastic receiver. And boy, I just can't pull the trigger on putting these guys in right at that time. John Mackey, another Hall of Famer, 9 seasons wearing the number 88 in the NFL. And he is a great tight end, 5 Pro Bowls, 3 times All-Pro, a Super Bowl championship, and an NFL championship, all 1960s team. The Baltimore Colts drafted him 1963. He stayed with them through the 71 season, then 1 year, 1972, with the San Diego Chargers. And 331 receptions, 5,236 yards, 38 touchdowns for the tight end. And remember, that tight end position was a little bit different back then, more of a blocker, an extra lineman, and they were just learning how to use them. So not going to be Gonzalez or Gronkowski numbers or Antonio Gates, but like we talked about the other day with Dave Casper, just a very solid tight end at that position for a dinner during an era where they ran the ball quite a bit. But Johnny Unitas was throwing the passes to him, so nothing to look bad about on that. But another one we cannot put in right away. Maybe at the end we can. Chris Carter wore number 88, only for 1 season, though. And we'll take a peek here to see when Chris Carter, of course, we know he wore number 80 for most of his career with Philadelphia and with the Minnesota Vikings, most famously. But he did wear number 88 as a member of the Miami Dolphins in the 2002 season. Didn't accomplish much, only played 5 games wearing a number 88. So I'm not sure that we can classify him in his very deep class of talking about him and getting him into our top 10 list here. Max Speedy's another Hall of Famer that wore the jersey for only 1 season. And Max Speedy wore that jersey number in the NFL, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, back in 1952 with the Cleveland Browns. Now, remember, that's that year where the NFL made all the teams change their numbers of position. So your left end, you have to wear 88. Prior to that, he wore number 58 with the Cleveland Browns from 46 in the AAFC for 4 years, and then 3 years in the NFL. 50 and 51 in the NFL wore 58, and then 88 wore on 1952. And another great player, 2 Pro Bowls, 3 time All-Pro, NFL championship, 4 AAFC championships, all 1940s team, 33 touchdowns, 5,602 yards for this great end, but only 1 year wearing number 88. And I think that sort of takes him out of contention as well, just like Max Speedy was. Charlie Sanders, though, he wore the jersey as a Hall of Famer for 10 seasons, wore number 88. And what a great career that Charlie Sanders had at the tight end position. Detroit Lions, his entire career, 1968 all the way to 1977, 336 receptions, 4,817 yards, 31 touchdowns, 7 Pro Bowls, 3 times All-Pro, and all 1970s team, and also in the Hall of Fame. So another tight end that we have to consider, and we'll put him on our list to take a look at here at the end. Now, Ace Parker's our last Hall of Famer that to talk about, and he, too, only wore the jersey for 1 season for Ace Parker. Of course, he played tailback, defensive back, a little bit of quarterback, and wore 88 in his final year with the New York Yanks in 1946. In the AAFC, previously played with Brooklyn and with Boston prior to that in the late 1930s, 1940s, early. So he had 30 touchdowns passing, had picked off 50 passes, and 2 Pro Bowls, and 2 times All-Pro in 1940 Joe Carr Player of the Year, and is in the Hall of Fame also. But only 1 season wearing that number 88, and I don't think that that's going to be quite good enough to get him into this great list. So let's talk about some of these players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. First one to talk about, let's talk about another tight end who just recently retired, Greg Olsen. And Greg Olsen, most famously the Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears, and a final year with Seattle last year. Just tremendous. 742 receptions, 8,683 yards, 60 touchdowns for this man that had made it to three Pro Bowls. Never quite got to win that big game, but always was very much a possession receiver. And he wore the jersey number for 10 seasons. And we're going to put him in contention for our top 10 number 88s of all time. Demaryius Thomas, another man that just recently retired. Big wide receiver who came in with the Denver Broncos. And remember how he came in with a splash. And played most of his career with Denver, 9 years, and 1 year with Houston, 1 year with the New York Jets in 2019. And 724 receptions, 9,763 yards, 13.5 yards per catch, 63 touchdowns, 4 Pro Bowls, one-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos when Peyton Manning was there. Wore 88 for a bunch of those years with the Denver Broncos, 9 seasons, but also were number 87 and number 18 with some of the other teams he played for. Not sure there again that we can put him in, but we'll talk about him. Dez Bryant, another person that's going to be probably have some great numbers to consider. 537 receptions, 7,506 yards, 75 touchdowns, 3 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, a Dallas Cowboy from 2010 through 2017, and then missed a season with an injury and was not signed in 2019, and last year played with Baltimore, didn't do much with Baltimore. But another man to had a great career, but I'm not sure that he's going to get in on this list because this is just some tremendous players that we have to talk about here. Next player on our list is Al Toon. And Al Toon, he wore the jersey number for 8 years, and great player that came into the league with the New York Jets, stayed there his entire career, 1985 to 1992, and for his career, 517 receptions, just over 6,600 yards, 31 TDs, and he had three Pro Bowl appearances and one time as an All-Pro. Again, we'll put him on the list, but I'm not sure that that's going to be quite enough to get in here. Chris Burford is another one that's a wide receiver in a split end. A Dallas Texans from 1960 to 62, and then they turned into the Kansas City Chiefs, so he stayed there through the rest of his career in the AFL through 1967. So his whole career is in the AFL, 391 receptions, 5,505 yards, 55 touchdowns. Two-time AFL champion, one Pro Bowl, one All-Pro in the AFL. Another superior player that we got to talk about here today. And another player we want to make sure we mention is Torrey Holt. This guy has got some big time numbers. Of course, he won the Super Bowl championship with the St. Louis Rams. He was with St. Louis from 1999 through the 2008 season, and then in 2009 went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he had 920 receptions, 13,382 yards, 14.5 yards per catch, 74 touchdowns, Super Bowl championship, all 2000s team, 7 Pro Bowl appearances, and one time as an All-Pro. And wow, Torrey Holt is, but he wore it for 3 seasons. That's the thing, the 88 for just 3 seasons. Not sure, that was 99 through 2001. And, that's one thing that sort of sets him back maybe just a hair on that. Freddie Solomon, another great player, played a little bit of quarterback, wide receiver, running back, two-time Super Bowl champion, Miami Dolphins 1975, 76, 77, then was a San Francisco 49er and switched over to the wide receiver from 78 through 1985. And, he had 48 touchdowns, 371 receptions, 5,846 yards for those great teams, two-time Super Bowl champs with the Niners. And I'm not sure that Freddie's even going to get a smell at this this list, but a great player all the same. Keith Jackson, another very strong contender here to get into our top 10 list. And Keith just played the tight end position very strong. In 1988 season, he came with the Philadelphia Eagles, stayed there through 91, Miami Dolphin for 3 years, and then finished up his career in Green Bay 95 and 96. And You know, so great 9-year career, all with number 88. He did win a Super Bowl championship with the Green Bay, and 5-time Pro Bowler, 3 times All-Pro, 441 receptions, 5,283 yards, 49 scores at the tight end position. Another tough one, really good one, Keith Jackson, for to get onto our list. How about Carlos Carson? You know, he played, wore the jersey number for 9 years, 1980 through 1989. I guess that'd be 10 seasons. And, you know, Carlos, he was another great wide receiver. Played for the Kansas City Chiefs in one final year with Philadelphia. Sort of had a split season that year. So 11 years in the league, 10 of them wearing the number 88, and 353 receptions, 6,372 yards, 33 scores, and 18.1 yards per catch with those two Pro Bowl appearances for Mr. Carlos Carson. Again, not sure he's going to get onto our list here, but let's take a look at Riley Odoms, another very strong player in NFL history that caught a lot of balls here too. And Riley Odoms was another great player at the position of tight end. Played for the Denver Broncos for his entire career, 1972 through 1983. 396 catches, 5,755 yards, 14.5 yards per catch, 41 touchdowns for Mr. Riley Odoms. 4 Pro Bowls and 2 All-Pros. And another one, I don't know if he's going to get in with those great numbers, but because there's so many, such competition here. You know, another player to look at, you know, Rich Caster. How about that name from the past? Tight end wide receiver combo, 1970 through the 1977 season with the New York Jets, and then went to the Houston Oilers from 78 through the 1980 season, and then went to New Orleans and Washington, later on in his career. 322 receptions, 5,515 yards, 17.1 yards per catch, 45 touchdowns for Rich Caster with his 3 Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl championship as a member of the Redskins. And, you know, 11 seasons wearing that jersey. Another great player in NFL history. Sonny Randall, another one. You know, these names just keep coming up, folks. We just have so many great players, like I told you. You know, Sonny Randall, great wide receiver. In 1959, was with the Cardinals, and Chicago Cardinals, and then moved to St. Louis with the team and stayed there through 1966. Went to the San Francisco 49ers in 67 and played with Dallas part of that final season of his for 1968. 365 receptions, 5,996 yards, 65 touchdowns, 4 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro. Sonny Randall. Another great name from the receiving corps of the past NFL players. So I think that's going to probably be our players that we're going to talk about. There are so many more. You know, Terry Glenn, Al Denson, Don Norton, Hakeem Nicks, Ike Hilliard, Ron Kramer. You know, just some great names. But Aaron Thomas, Sam Williams, Jimmy Giles. But I don't know that they have enough to get into this list with this contest the way it is with these great players. Now, so far we have 3 players on for our 10. Alan Page, Marvin Harrison, Tony Gonzalez. I think I'm going to go ahead and put a couple more Hall of Famers on this. I'm going to put Michael Irvin on that because he was definitely important to his team winning some Super Bowls. Same thing with Lynn Swann. I'm going to put him on there. And Drew Pearson as our 6th player. Now it starts getting a little bit dicey here. I think that we got to put Greg Olsen on there. He's one of the great tight ends of all time. You know, a little bit overshadowed by Mr. Tony Gonzalez. And we're going to put Torrey Holt on here. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer real soon here. You know, great career for him. So that takes us to 8. I think Charlie Sanders, that Hall of Fame credentials, gives him the upper edge over some of the competition. He's going to go on this list. And, for our last one, there are some great choices here. And I think I'm going to lean towards Demaryius Thomas because I think he was just that good of a player and really showed some great stuff on there. But, you know, some tremendous players. Go through our list right here again. Alan Page, Tony Gonzalez, Marvin Harrison, Michael Irvin, Lynn Swann, Drew Pearson, Charlie Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, Corey Holt, and Greg Olson. Our top 10 greatest number 88s in NFL history. We are sure thankful that you joined us here today. If you have any comments, questions, or complaints about our list, and you'd like to put in some suggestions of your own, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will be sure to answer each and every email, and we may even have a special edition of this podcast to make some corrections if our listeners have shown us some great proof that we made a mistake. We want to get this right, and you, our listeners, are our judge and jury, and we can make any corrections based on the facts that you present for the case of your players. So we look forward to hearing from you on that. You can find us each and every day on pigskindispatch.com, your favorite podcast provider, and on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where we are one of a couple dozen different podcasters on there presenting you with great football history and sports history each and every day. pigskindispatch.com, all kinds of great football content on football history, great search box powered by Earl to go on our front page. You can look up just about anything, and we have new postings each and every day, usually multiples of them, and at least one new podcast a day. So plenty of listening options for all those choices, and reading options on them as well. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's THRIVE. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.